This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, and this is In the Conversation, as I just said two seconds ago.
As we always say it.
You know. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? Thanks for tuning in. You know. Yeah, I hear you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Round of applause for the people.
Yeah, give it up for the people.
You know what I'm saying? All of the every week listeners.
Absolutely.
And the catching up us.
Yeah, and if you're new, press that subscribe button. You want to stay for a bit.
Sure. Somebody hit me saying they had just discovered the podcast.
Okay.
And started from the top.
Wow.
And on the catch up.
That's good. We got some material out. We got some archives.
That's his commitment.
We got some archives.
That's a lot of archives.
Yeah.
I'm almost scared to go back and hear what the fuck I sounded like.
It's
like episode three.
It's like going into old tweets.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this is wild shit.
When I go to my old tweets, I'd be surprised how I'm like, shit, I was thoughtful.
Yeah.
Now I can't even think of a fucking tweet.
Hilarious. Yeah.
I had broke my stride with the tweets, man.
Yeah.
I found they was rigging my shit. Found out the game was rigged.
What is that? What do you mean? I've been hearing people saying like the algorithms on these social media networks are what you're saying?
I don't know what it is now because I don't play with it too much. But when I was deep in it, doing it every day and shit, it came to a point where I would say some shit
right.
And then nobody would fucking reply. I'm like, that's strange because at least one or two motherfuckers engage with you,
mm-hmm.
And so.
That should give you a complex.
Right, but then later, an hour later or something where the shit done passed, I would see somebody's timeline and see that they added me.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get no notification. Then I go back to my notifications, no at. I don't see that shit nowhere. I go back to their page, there it is.
Right.
Spelt right, everything. I'm like, oh, look at this shit, man.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I saw that like three or four times. I was like, man, these motherfuckers playing games. Because it's not fun no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like you ain't getting no engagement.
Yeah.
Like, well, it feels like you're not getting engagement, and then you can't really build a conversation because you're not seeing the people talking back, so you can't really answer in a good time. So by the time you get the answer,
it's all stale.
That shit is old. They on to some new shit.
Yeah, they don't even know what you're referring to.
Exactly. So I said, man, I fell back.
I've been hearing that. I haven't heard that particular account, but I've been hearing, you be saying a lot of people so about how Twitter's no fun no more, which I always see on Twitter. I always see people come on Twitter and be like, you know what? I ain't fucking with this shit no more. I just want to let y'all know.
Yeah.
And then that be their tweet.
The shit be phases with it. You know what I'm saying? And the people who from one phase, it be hard for them to transition to the next phase.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the beginning, it was all tech talking, you know what I'm saying? Real geek talk.
Right.
And then regular niggas got on. And started talking regular talk.
Right.
Then celebrities got on.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, the fans of the celebrities got on. Then it became a whole another environment.
Right.
So now the regular people, they not, you know what I'm saying, the focus of the conversation no more.
Mm.
So now the celebrity talk is what it is. So, you know, it just switch and changes. And then you have to figure out how to fit.
It's interesting. I feel like Twitter is one of them things. It's like a neighborhood, right? So it's to your point, right? It went through all these little flips and gentrification. But mm-hmm. I feel like the population is still, or maybe not the same population, but similar subcultures or populations still exist. You got to dig a little bit. You got to go down this block. Now, they don't live on that block. You get caught in, because I find myself getting caught in these little Twitter holes where, oh, this should have linked to this. This person retweeted something. This person said, oh, this person funny as shit. Oh, wow, this person. And then I'm in a whole nother fucking
zip code.
Yeah, it's a whole dip. You're like, oh, this is off the grid Twitter.
Right.
So that's the thing about.
No, it's there for whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's work. Like, I guess the sentiment is like, you know, it used to be I wake up, go outside, and it's right there.
Right.
Now they done closed down the block, and now I got to go all the way over here. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This shit ain't fun no more. You know?
Yeah. It's different. It's different. You know what it is? It's different. It's different, and it's not as comfortable as it once was.
And it's never going to stay
Nah.
It's going to always change, always flip, and it's going to be some new shit introduced every fucking week.
Well, that's life.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to be some teenagers turning 21. Now they got their club talking. They got the, you know what I'm saying, they got the motherfuckers they like and the music they want to pump. And you like, man, what the fuck is that?
He didn't realize you're an elder.
You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you're a 35-year-old man.
Elder. You see memes that refer to Walsh motherfuckers, and you see yourself in these memes. You're like, wait a minute. I wore that. I listened to that. I like that. Those activities.
Am I washed? You know what I mean?
You could be.
So
anyway, speaking of youthful energy, it reminded me of that. You seen Insecure this week?
Yeah, I saw.
So you seen when she turned the lift into the party lift?
Yeah.
Which is interesting because I've had that before, that party lift vibe.
I haven't, but I got into a lift in L.A., and the dude had a karaoke machine in that motherfucker.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? Right. Yeah, mics and shit, lights.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's this? He was like, well, on the weekends, you know, around here it's a lot of colleges, so, you know, I do like a party lift, and, you know, I had a karaoke, and, you know, it's pretty a good time because, you know, people get in drunk.
Right.
And, you know, if you're riding 30, 45 minutes and you're drunk and you're just riding, usually they get tired, get sleepy, and that's when all of the vomit and shit like that occurs. So I give them something to do.
Wow.
And they have fun. And by the time we get to where they're at, they're good. And they go on and get out of my truck.
And they throw up
wherever the fuck they at.
Exactly.
But not in here, Jack.
I've never been in a lift that lit with the sound system. Nah, I just meant like the festive energy of, what do they call it, lift line, right? Or like Uber pool.
Right.
Which I notice a lot of people are really, really trying to get Uber out the bank. Hard still. And That wave ain't really all the way crested.
What's that?
I might be one of the only people that still uses Uber, but I've seen
Uber,
like...
I use Uber more than Lyft.
Okay, because Uber is easier to me.
Yeah, I mean...
But anyway, I say all that to say we was in Oakland. I talked about this before.
Before you move on. It's fucked up because Lyft, when it came out first, it was always a little cheaper. So when you go to Lyft, you always... In my mind, I always expect it to be cheaper than Uber. So
you look at it as the cheaper version.
Right, the cheaper version. So when I go there and it's like more expensive, I'm like, how the fuck they had the audacity to be more expensive? Lyft? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, y'all acting brand new.
But go ahead.
I just remember Lyft had the silly mustache.
Right.
And
the little pink,
silly. Yeah, that kind of had me like, I don't know about this. This look crazy. What the fuck is going on in this little carnival car? So now I was in Oakland. I talked about that on the pod. We took a lift line and picked up just random people. And it was just a vibe in there. Everybody chopping it up. And, you know, and then when one person leaves, somebody else come. Motherfuckers was shitting on the person that left, which was, that's fucked up. But other than that, it was like the vibe. That was pretty interesting. I don't know if I need that much vibe in my personal car.
Right.
I'd like to attend the lift party, but I don't know if I'm hosting that shit. Not in my
way. Right, right, right. But she was a lift driver.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to that.
Speaking of Lyft and Uber and all that shit, the city council just voted to put a restriction on, well, actually.
New York City Council?
New York City Council. To a one-year memoriam on issuing licenses to new Ubers or new Lyfts.
Yeah.
So they're trying to, you know what I'm saying, shut it down in order to help the taxi drivers, you know what I'm saying,
give my sympathy there.
Hold more value to their medallion.
Right.
So, I guess, you know what I'm saying, a lot of taxi drivers been, one, complaining that they're losing money to these ride share programs.
Yeah.
And then, two, there's been, you know, multiple suicides in response to how much money they're losing.
Yeah,
to, you know what I'm saying, to the ride share apps. Yeah. But to me, you weren't thinking about that shit when you was passing up rides to go to Brooklyn and, you know what I'm saying, black guys, that shit. The day they passed that shit, I was in Manhattan. It was in the middle of the afternoon. I went to the corner. It was a cab right at a light.
Mm-hmm.
With the light on, it was available. The first motherfucker rolled right past me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like even now in this time, they supposed to be, you know,
they're
what I'm
supposed
saying?
To be thirsty.
You supposed
fares.
To be thirsty for fares. You still ride? Fuck that. I ain't shit.
Yeah.
If I ain't got to, I ain't never riding yellow.
Nah. Nah, I don't got no sympathy for the yellow cabs.
You know what I'm saying? Years of that shit.
Fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
Don't be mad now.
Free market. Get an app.
Yeah. Should have been more inclusive.
No doubt. You passed up a lot of profits just passing them up.
Yeah.
You selective with when you want to use your medallion profits.
Mm-hmm. Don't be mad at me because your medallion done got you in the hole.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shit. Man.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I feel sorry for your family and all that. But shit, man, you like the rest of us out here. Yeah. Shit, market crash, motherfucker, you got to figure it out. Nobody won, you know what I'm saying, changing no laws when the print industry crashed. And I had all that money stuck in a magazine.
Yeah.
Nobody ain't called the motherfucking governor.
I wonder why that is. Is it that much sway that they TLC has to where they really
Of course. I mean, it's unions and, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of politics involved with the medallion.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying, the transportation in New York City. And, you know, you got these apps that just popped up all, you know, out the blue. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Rolling strong and everybody adopted it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, with the unions and all that, they not thinking about the riders or the users. They just thinking about the money and the people who are in the system.
Yeah.
So, you know, again.
Look. Go ahead, again, what we about to say.
I was just about to say, fuck it. Fuck them all.
Fuck them all, huh? I will say this. Yeah, you can't look to me for no sympathy, but there are a couple of times when I'm in the Uber or Lyft, and they make some movement where you like, this motherfucker is not qualified at all. This is a street ball of fucking driving niggas around. This is unsanctioned. The motherfucker might crash this shit and hop out his car and be like, yo, I'm sorry, but I don't know.
I mean, it's the same with that. I mean, I didn't feel no safer in the yellow.
That's true. I guess switching
lanes and doing crazy shit.
But I guess it's something about having that little piece of paper in the back that you're accountable to somebody.
As opposed to the name in your phone.
Right. As opposed to the name in your phone. As opposed to the fact that I call Uber, but you got Uber, Lyft, or whatever other ride share program stickers out there. So you just try to get this paper.
You got the hustle. I ain't mad at that.
I ain't mad at the hustle.
The shit that tripped me out, though, like when you be in the other market, right?
Yeah.
You know, mostly in New York, you call it Uber. It's a Camry, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Highlander.
Some type of Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
New model.
Right, okay.
You go to the other markets, that shit could be anything.
It could be an old ass whip. That's what I'm saying. It's a hustle.
Reefer smoked out whip. So I call one. The shit that be bugging me, it's one when you call and then the motherfucker show up and it ain't the car that's on the app.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hold up. Like, is this you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm like, what's happening? I thought you was supposed to be a Suburban.
Yeah,
man. You know, my brakes was messed up, so I had to, you know, jump in my girl whip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Familiar Ubers.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Come on through. I be
waiting for the turn off the route so I can jump on out the back. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep my eyes on this motherfucker here.
Watching GPS like a motherfucker.
Where the fuck is we going?
I hate when I get in a little Uber standoff sometime. One time in D.C., this cat was coming to pick me up. And if you pick me up and you on the north side of the street, I'm on the south side of the street, I'll cross over, whatever. This nigga was in the McDonald's across a block over. I'm over here in this parking lot of the McDonald's. And can you come just walk over here? Nigga, what? Walk over a couple blocks to if you don't get the fuck out of here, that shit defeat the whole purpose.
Right.
Fuck out of here with that shit, man. Sometimes the Uber get too casual, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway.
Yeah, definitely don't like the casual Uber. Yeah.
Said all that to say, I was just saying that you see the youth in that Lyft scene, the two girls going to the club, you saying, talk about the new club attendees. Jumping in the back, and then Molly and Issa was designated aunties.
Exactly.
In the recap.
She reminded my auntie. What'd you think about this episode, the comeback of The Insecure?
It's good. You know, it's back to what it does. I thought it was good. I thought it was, it picked up right where they left off. I will say, I kind of don't miss Lawrence. You know what I mean? I hate to say it like that. Shout out to that man. But it was, I was just getting tired of that man looking sad and unresolved in his life. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
He never got it. We never got the payoff.
He didn't get to redeem himself.
I guess his payoff was hitting the girl from the back. That was his payoff.
And he should have been done from that. That was the end of season one. That was the best way to go out. That was the, come on. That's the fucking perfect, that's the parting shot.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know.
But so the second season, he's kind of all over the place. And
but we knew him.
Yeah, he was, you know, he's the homie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I hate to see a cat not get a check no more. You know what I mean? On a personal level. But as a character, I don't think I'm going to miss him.
Right. I mean, it's a show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to dig.
No, but you're seeing people going crazy. Of course,
they was going crazy. They was going crazy in the season. You know, it's a certain segment of Twitter that's
right.
The fandom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Twitter comes in handy.
The fandom. That's where, you know, it's like the stands.
Participate Twitter.
What they call it? The, you know.
The family.
What's that? Bee guy, what?
The beehive?
Yeah, the hives.
The hives. Shit,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Mm. But
I respect it because that helps push the ratings, one. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it shows the engagement. And it shows that you actually, you got something that's in the conversation.
Right.
You know?
But as far as the new episode, I'm trying to recap what happened. It was cool. It was a cool episode.
It started off with Daniel busting somebody out. You know what I mean?
Right. The misdirect, because you thought for a hot second.
Right, it was Issa.
And I was like, damn, Issa going power on him. Like, she going, she, you know what I mean? She went all the way from awkward to, you know what I mean? We out here.
You know, she became, you know what
I'm saying? An actress. But then it wasn't. It was like, hilarious.
Yeah.
And then, Molly was on vacation.
You know what I'm saying?
Trying to exercise her pimp hand.
You know what I'm saying?
Then,
but then came back and got pimp smacked by Dro. A little bit,
see what happens with that situation. What else happened in
there? He showed up at the crib with the key.
Right. That was a little.
But what they answered a question that had been revolving since Dro came on the scene. Whether or not his wife really knew about, you know what I'm saying, the situation.
Did she really know? Because does he get a call and he says, yo, I'm with Molly?
On this episode, he in bed with Molly and his wife called. And he was like, yo, I'm still with Molly. I, you know what I'm saying, call you when I leave.
That's crazy.
So they answered the question if the wife was really on board. Because that was like a lingering, you know what I'm saying, question that was out there.
Yeah.
So Dro is official, but, you know what I'm saying, Danny fucks up, you know what I'm saying, his second home.
Yeah.
Because he ain't let it become. He just, you know what I'm saying? He ran that play.
Yeah. Yeah, too familiar. The Uber driver, nigga. What else? Oh, the fight in the back of the lift. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. That dude must be on probation.
He had to flee the scene.
Yeah. He's like, I got to go. Yeah. I got to go. We're going to find out.
See y'all.
After they fall in love, this nigga is about to go to jail.
Oh, you think he going to reappear? That's what you go,
yeah,
a little speculation?
Yeah, I definitely speculate that motherfucker's going to reappear.
Really?
There's no real reason to bring him on the scene that strong. It wasn't like a random
I don't think he was any stronger than any of the other passengers.
I'm saying, nigga, he had a fight he stood up for, gave her a $50 tip. She's lingering on the phone thinking about it. We spoiling the hell out this show. If you
listen, we do spoilers over here. This is that shit. That's got to be understood.
So I'm just saying, it was a whole lot on it.
Maybe. That's
you know what I'm saying? He stood
point.
Up for her. He whooped the big guy ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He gave her a $50 tip.
Okay.
She's lingering thinking about the motherfucker.
Mm.
Hey.
And then she ends the episode going out to Uber some more.
To Uber some more, possibly, potentially.
To lift her spirits. Anyway, try to pun there.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it's back. One thing that I noticed with the whole lift and just even the way they shot that particular sequence,
mm-hmm.
looked like it was very glossy, very commercial looking, which was a little different than the other seasons. I'm interested to see how they play it out through the rest
of the
season.
Just the Uber scenes?
I noticed it on the lift scenes, like when they show the car with the lift thing in the window and it's like a wide shot. It just looked real Hollywood glossy. It didn't look, you know what I'm saying? It didn't have
look
that
indie.
It didn't look indie at all. It looked like, you know what I'm saying?
Season 3 budget.
Yeah, I mean, even if the season 3 budget. And I ain't.
Molly on location. There ain't no soundstage, nigga. That was Aruba.
I get it, but I don't know. It ain't even a problem if it goes Hollywood. That's not a problem. I just like that it had like a certain look. Feel. It had a certain feel before.
I hear you. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're saying. It's getting away from. I'm going to look for that. I didn't really see that, but I'm going to look for that. What else you think?
You know, it's cool. I mean, it's the first episode, so I'm waiting to see what it's going. Where it's going.
Okay,
with,
you know what you think of episode 7, season 5 of Power? Are you still fucking with Power?
These niggas. Yeah, I'm fucking with Power. Okay. You know what I mean? It's default. You know what I'm saying? This was Rob Hardy's. This was Rob Hardy's episode.
Oh, I did
episode.
See that. Yeah, shout out to Rob.
Shout out to Rob. So I was definitely going to watch it.
Alumni.
You know what I'm saying? They doing a whole fucking lot. One thing that I don't like about Power.
Yep.
They don't never end shit. They add new shit every fucking week.
Yeah.
Every week they add a new motherfucking twist and a plot and a motherfucking scenario that need to be handled. And
right.
Like, man, finish some of this shit, man. Resolve some of this shit. We can let some of that shit go. Now we carrying all kind of fucking drama. We carrying Tyreek. Did he go to jail? Will Angela go to jail? Right. Will motherfucking... It's shit.
That's why I forget so much about
exactly.
The show.
Exactly. Like, come on, end some of that shit so we can move forward.
Like, but what happened to that? And people are like, oh, right, I forgot all about that. It's a lot of that.
They so keep that shit open like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they definitely keep it open. I will say this, though. Just one thing, just an aside on Power, because this episode was a little, like you said, all over the place. They're trying to do too many different things, trying to introduce even more characters. But I will say one thing I've been thinking this season in particular. Every time Tommy Moms come on screen, mm-hmm. She kill it. She's mm-hmm. ill.
Yeah, she.
And I kind of want to see Tommy Moms and Tommy's father in a scene together, cause they both go all out, mm-hmm. and like she go all out.
Right,
like
right.
Every time she in the scene,
yeah, she play the hell out of that shit.
He give it to you. So shout out to whoever that actress is. I hope you get some resolution this season. Fucking with you. Nah, I don't know. I don't got my IMDb in front of me, but I do fuck with Tommy's moms on the show.
No doubt. Yeah, she doing her job, man.
Tariq, as a actor, I seen a thread on Twitter. He's a string of fucking up. He's as an actor, as the kid in very many movies, he's fucked up quite a few times. He fucked up some shit. He got his mom's in jail on Orange is the New Black. I saw that. He was a dickhead in the barbershop. I think the last one, the one with Nicki Minaj. I remember that he jumped in the gang, I think, with Tyga or some shit, when his parents was like, come on, fam, you don't need to be in the gang. And now he wilding. So it's just like, this shit kind of plagues him as a person in life. I wonder how the streets respond to him in real life.
I don't know, but I mean, they show Dre love in real life, and he is a motherfucker on the show. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think people respect. I think he's doing.
I mean, he's Power alumni, but this is my first season where I'm really kind of looking at Dre sideways.
Last season, Dre became the menace.
Yeah, but he wasn't as bad as Tariq. For whatever
reason. Nah, Tariq is
disappointing.
Yeah, Tariq is like, you.
What's wrong with you?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking with your child. But that's his testament to his acting.
He plays it well.
His acting is solid, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And while I do always have the Power of face acting beef, uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Tariq never really gives you that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They don't, you know. And I don't know what it is about the way they do that show where they always linger on the faces, where uh-huh. It's like a weird moment of, damn, we was on that face about probably a beat too long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they all had them moments. Like Silver, oh my God, his face acting is terrible.
Silver.
The attorney, that Tasha Smasher, that ran off.
Oh, ran off.
Ran off Silver.
All his fucking he was like, furniture.
You know what? I'm not fucking with this.
His Ghost did too much in the parking lot.
I mean, Ghost, why the fuck Ghost fucking? I guess Ghost had to fuck with that man. That man fucking his wife.
Yeah, but come on, Ghost, you out here wilding. You know what I mean? Like, all bets is off now. The kid done got killed. You've been cheating for 3 seasons. You know what I mean? Like, I understand your ego, but you fucked a lot of this shit up.
Right.
So, come on, man. Don't come down to the parking lot and fuck up the whole play. So, who knows what's going to happen. So, I guess Silver's out of there. Proctor, his shit is still around. Tommy, I backed into a yet another deal with some more people. They killed somebody just randomly. But it looked like it was the most gleeful killing.
Yeah, that was daddy time. That was white fathers.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they had doing it.
Like, dad, you know what I'm saying? You play ball with me.
Man. We could have been killing like this for years.
Years, man.
Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He about to get thrown under the bus.
We'll see.
His daddy ain't doing nothing but getting info on him.
Yeah, man. I'm curious to see how that thing plays out. I think, I don't know. I'm kind of curious how the shit play out. I have a feeling that Teresi's man is going to cross him. And then Tommy might have to put his man down. Or Ghost might have to kill Teresi. Somebody's got to die soon, though. How many? It's been 6 episodes and nobody's died yet.
There's some randos died.
I mean, yes.
Nobody
that's been from last season.
Well, Diego.
Oh, right. Diego died.
Kanan out here doing. I don't even understand how they feel like they can trust Kanan.
I don't understand.
You know, cross this man in the pen. He back. He done kidnapped your son.
I don't understand what this last shit that just happened. Where Ghost was supposed to kill somebody.
That was stupid as fuck.
What the fuck was going on?
Kill your own killing.
I didn't understand. You know what I'm saying? But then Ghost didn't even go to the killing. Who'd he send?
Kanan.
He sent Kanan to do his killing.
Right.
But it looked like Kanan intercepted that killing. Because remember, he told Dre, fuck that. Or I think he told Dre, he was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to go. Instead, Ghost ain't going. He told 2-Bit.
Yeah, but Ghost sent Kanan, yo, I need you to do this because.
Oh, so he set it up to 2-Bit.
Nah, he sent Kanan because he felt like Diego would know who he is. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, yo, they'll never see you coming.
So what I'm asking is, when he said that to 2-Bit, he already had the intel that Ghost was sending him.
Right.
He just framed it.
He already knew 2-Bit was in beef with Dre already.
Yeah.
So basically, he was crossing both of them up. He was crossing Dre and Ghost up at the same time, which he's the master manipulator in all of the situations, which, you know what I'm saying, is pretty much 50's
show.
Brand. You know what I'm saying? It's 50's brand. You know what I'm saying? That's his brand, master manipulator.
I'm curious to see how this whole 2-Bit shit's going to unfold because he's been getting jumped.
2-Bit is a little sucker.
He's been getting jumped for about three episodes consecutively.
And he give you that old 1989, 90s old, I got chump face real screwed up.
He does it
well. The extra screw face, like, it don't
can't
look
believe
natural.
This shit is happening to me.
What the fuck? Like, on some Onyx shit.
Yeah.
He got the Onyx screw face.
Big DS. I like the other cat, though. The other cat funny.
Oh, yeah, the cat looked like he from Brooklyn.
Yeah. Like, just Brooklyn face.
Yeah, he just got whole Brooklyn low.
Demeanor.
Brooklyn demeanor. Look.
Hilarious. Oh, man.
What else
so that's power.
On, yeah, so.
You know, power got everybody feeling like they wasted 60 minutes. But you're going to be back every Sunday. My lady
wasted,
had the nerve.
I wouldn't say wasted,
but it's frustrating at this point because you see it. It was so funny. My lady was like, I don't think I'm fucking with it no more. I was like, we're going to be right back. And this was before Courtney come in to give her ending.
Right.
Because we watched the On Demand.
Right.
And no matter where they leave it, I think, did I ever send you this meme? It's a meme that's super funny about that. But no matter how left they go, how whatever, I don't know if I'm just rooting for Courtney or whatever, but she'll come in with her behind the scenes.
Right.
And somehow, it makes so much sense. You'd be like, okay, fair enough. I'll be back next Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, she does a good job at that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She does a good job selling her vision of what's going on.
Right.
I just feel like it's becoming very telenovela-ish. You know what I'm saying? Very soap opera.
Sons of Anarchy.
Very like, come on, man. This is just way beyond belief. Now, I can't suspend my belief this long.
I'm going to tell you this. Not to sound like Suge, but if you're tired of all that telenovela and loose plot lines, come over to Snowfall. Snowfall doing all right this second season.
Without the executive producer all up in the show.
Hilarious.
Never dying.
Shooting the guns.
Never dying.
Exactly. Riding bicycles. Come on. Snowfall hot this season.
I mean, I know my DM's been popping. Like, everybody who heard you say that shit the other week, been in the DMs like, yo, you got need to check that snowfall.
Yeah.
I was with my cousin. He was like, yo, you watching that snowfall? Yeah, like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
you got to check it out. It's good.
But you gotta be able to carve out some time to catch up, one.
Yeah.
And then to continue. So.
But this is what I would say. Go ahead. I'm cutting. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. What would you say?
This is what I would say. I think. And I've been telling, because I've just, you know how you be on your rounds of pitching a show? Mm-hmm. Like, I've recently just pitched this to my brother-in-law, too. And I say, I give everybody the caveat. I think you passed it, though. But I give everybody a caveat. I say, like, the caveat is the first three episodes might be a little slow because they got to set shit up. It ain't a whole lot of bang-bang killing off the rip, but it's good story development, whatever, whatever. So what I'm saying is, even if you behind, you don't have to binge the fuck out of it to catch up, because I don't feel like, I mean, it is kind of, but I don't think it's as communal as Insecure, where people are talking about it, or Power, where people are talking about it. So, like, in real time, I feel like the discussion is just snowfall. So, like, you could watch a few episodes at your leisure and still get the benefit of it and not feel like I'm out the loop.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I don't think it's that big a conversation.
No, I just, I'm just saying, in order to really get into it, I need to sit some time aside to really get into it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I only seen the one episode
that
I was just at somebody else's crib, and it was on. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucker, the rape scene, that shit was so, I mean, I knew the show was on another level with that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit right there was like, good, this is shit.
Is this television?
Not even, is it? It's just like, you know what I'm saying?
What's going on?
Your skin is irked and your nerves is bad. It's you need to take a shower after that shit. Like, what the fuck just happened?
That's definitely a tough first interaction.
Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and you didn't see shit. It just speaks to the execution of how they played that scene.
Yeah.
And to be in the guy's shoes, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I don't know the main character name or whatever, but he had that lost his money. He was trying to get it back.
Franklin.
To be in Franklin's shoes in that moment is like, yo, what the fuck?
What's going on?
What did I just get myself into?
This shit got bigger than I ever expected. I didn't think it was going to get like this.
Like, good God. And that's how that shit was. You know what I'm saying? You get in that shit, you don't understand how much human management has to happen. And you're dealing with another side of humans that you don't get in regular social interactions.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you live a regular life, you talk to people, ha, 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 you giggle and shit. You don't never see that flip side of what humans do. And
when they get evil.
The same, when they get evil, when it comes down to greed and money and power, really power.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes down to that, and what can I do to a motherfucker to exert my power?
Yeah.
For this money or for this, you know what I'm saying? That shit gets crazy.
And he's good for that. He's good for that. I tell you this, what I also like about this show, I mean, you forget, John Singleton is a black-ass director, and I mean that in the highest honor.
Right.
Like, he know how to bring about just some black-ass nuance that, like, he's good with, and he's also great with L.A., great with California. So you get the two of those together. And
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah, he did Boys in the Hood. He did fucking Baby Boy, which I think he slept on.
It's not slept on. Okay. It's a cult classic.
Yeah.
But it's not as wide as it probably should be, but not everybody knows that plight.
Right. Right. But he get it right. He got
it all the way right. That's what makes it so fucking good.
And it, like, the music, the styling, the, like, it's a black ass show. It's dope. It's a good show. I'm trying to tell you,
I'm going to watch it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm chilling. I'm just putting it in the world.
I'm just letting you know.
I see some people hitting back about Succession too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, shit. Nah, I gotta make
it's
a choice.
It's a lot.
Nah,
it's a lot. Too much TV. Because I just had my grandmother just had a birthday this weekend, and shout out to my grandma.
How old is your grandma now?
My grandmother's 93.
I'm saying your grandma lived that shit. She's still kicking it.
Yeah, she had a cool little dress on. Like, okay, man, look at her. I was like, hey, grandma. Like, with her shoulders out at 93.
Don't sleep on me, my nigga.
Nah, not at all. But I had some family in the building, and we was all chopping it up. it's cool because, like, you know, like, my younger cousins are getting a little older now, so, like, the conversations could be a little bit more, you know, substantial. So, but one of the things we were talking about, what the fuck, how'd I get into this shit? What were we just talking about? Oh, it was just basically, I think it was just, yeah, it was, everybody was suggesting a show. Everybody got shows. Oh, you should, have you been watching this? Did you watch that? I came away with at least 4 or 5 new shows. I'm like, damn, I don't know where these gonna go in the queue. You know what I'm saying? I can't see everything, but it's not a bad time. Not a bad time. I said that to say that. It's not a bad time. It's enough shit to watch. Yeah, I got. Yeah, that was my point.
No doubt.
Anyway, what else is going on? I saw Black Klansman too, talking about black directors.
My boy Spike.
Yeah.
Is this his best lately?
It's his best lately. It's definitely. It's a return to, you know, to Spike doing his thing. I liked it. I liked the movie a lot. You know, I thought it was, a good ass movie. You know, I'm a Spike Lee fan. It's tough. I'm already biased, right? I like this. You know, I like the story. I like the acting. I like the casting. You know what I mean? Well casted. What's my man's name? John David Washington did his thing. Adam Driver did his thing. Topher Grace did his thing. You know, it was good. It was good to see Spike do his thing. You know, it was good seeing a Spike Lee because he got his own sensibility to his own aesthetic. So there's one point where they do the signature Spike Lee joint.
A little floating.
Yeah, the dolly shot. He's like, oh, shit. Like, because you didn't even see it coming.
Right.
And you like, oh, you're right. We fucking with Spike. Okay. So it was good to see a little signature action.
Mm-hmm.
What I felt the way about the movie and the way that it's a great movie, but it's just a reminder that the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
So it wasn't the most hopeful ending. It was actually very jarring.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna fuck the ending up, but it was jarring. And it was like, ah. And I guess it's sobering. It makes people be like, all right, you know, all right, you know. But, you know, there was parts of it. Okay, I don't want to kill it for you. But it's a solid movie. It was a solid movie. The ending kind of threw me. But you haven't seen it, so we can't really get too deep into it. I'll say another thing, though. I'll say a couple things. One thing. Denzel's son sounds just like Denzel. Wait, like, if you're not, yo, he sounds just like Denzel to make you be like, I guess, you know, and I'm sure, you know, people are influenced by people actor-wise or whatever, but I think this is just shit that pops just say at the crib. Like,
I mean, but at the same time, like, it's in you, like.
It's your DNA.
I don't think I sound like my pops at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Growing up, I didn't think about it. But when motherfuckers call the house and you answer the phone, this was before cell phones, call the house and you answer the phone, and they be like, hey, so, be like, hey, nah, this
it ain't me. This, oh, all right.
Oh, you sound just like your daddy. Put your daddy on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you know what I'm saying? And I never understood that until, you know, you hear your voice recorded. And you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it sounds like Denzel. And this is what I'm saying is it's like, being around your father, because it was like, I don't know if I've heard Denzel say this before, but John says it in the movie, he go, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you say it like that. And I'm like, did this nigga say that shit in Training Day or something? But you know what? He might just say that shit around the house.
Or it just sound like Denzel.
Exactly. It could just be.
It might be
like
some
Denzel.
Shit he said.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But it just sound like
through the Denzel filter.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. But yeah, that shit was crazy. I was gonna tell you something else about the movie though. I'm be honest with you. There's a lot of white folks at Black Klansman.
I mean, I'm sure.
Right.
Let's see how this plays out. What happened here?
It was different, though. It was like, Like, I've been to a lot. I've been to black movies where it'd be a lot of white folks. You know what I'm saying?
A different kind of white people?
Yeah, because it was, what was interesting was it like, so I was just that Sorry to Bother You. It was a lot of white folks in there. Mm-hmm. Probably more white folks. Most of the time.
Yeah, Sorry to Bother You was way more white folks. Right.
So, Black Klansman was a lot of white folks too, but it was different. It wasn't like a lot of white, it was white couples. But I don't know if it's just media or how shit be, but it was like a lot of white guys by themselves, looking real lone wolfish.
Nah, they had to, you know, process this shit.
Right, but I'm in my mind because I watch the shit. I'm seeing
that
all
ain't
this.
Really like a date movie if you're going to do some reconnaissance on your racial relations.
Nah, maybe it should be though, because that's when y'all hold each other accountable.
They don't want to hold each other accountable. They just want to let me see what this is. And then, you know what I'm saying, maybe we could talk about it. No, maybe we could go together.
I was just saying, I see a lot of single white dudes, just white guys by themselves, looking real lone wolfish. So then I'm thinking, I hope this shit don't turn into no shoot up the theater type shit, because that's become an American trend. So I was fucked up.
What, that happened once?
Nah, it's happened a few times. Nigga, it's happened at least.
Well, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Aurora, I believe.
That ain't Oklahoma?
No.
Where's Aurora?
Aurora's Colorado.
Okay, that one. That's the one with the crazy hair. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't even know.
When I said Oklahoma, I meant that shit right there.
I don't know. I know Lafayette. I think of Lafayette. I know Amy Schumer's movie got shot up.
Shot up?
Yeah, it's just shot the shit up a little bit. People got shot in the theater. That's why, and ain't she been heavy on like gun violence?
Really?
You know, gun. Yeah. Why they shoot? But up? I don't want to throw. You know, I mean,
why they shoot up?
I don't know why. It's random acts of violence, so it don't really always be a why. Mm-hmm. But it was just one of those situations.
Lafayette, Louisiana, train wreck.
Yeah.
February 1979, the Warriors.
So it's funny, I'm looking at.
88.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, oh, they shot up Colors.
But that's back in the day. Because back in the day, there was that whole niggas shot up Juice. Somebody got shot at Juice. And, you know, niggas would get shot at the hood movies. But oftentimes.
New Jack City.
It'd be some shit because the movie got hyped.
Yeah, got hyped.
But it'd be a targeted shooting.
Right.
It don't just be we're going to let the thing off. We're going to let the AR off and we're going to kill 13 motherfuckers.
Boys in the Hood.
You know?
A bunch of black movies.
Yeah, but that was early on. That was like in the
Juice,
90s.
There you go, Juice, 1992.
Yeah, but niggas kind of chilled out a while. It was like.
But that was like singular shooting.
That's what I'm saying. It was like.
Fight broke out, somebody got shot.
Right.
I'm about to shoot the theater.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So that's just
Meet
a whole,
the Fockers.
Look at that. That ain't no
2004. Ain't no that's what's after the 2000. Oh, Get Rich, Die Trying.
All right, well, you know.
X-Men.
X-Men. Shit, this
nigga,
shit is American.
This shit happens way more than I thought.
That's what I'm saying.
Somebody got stabbed at the Signal.
You gotta see more indies.
Curious Case of Benjamin Button. God damn. A dispute over Christmas Day screening.
What did you put into Google to get all this information?
I put on motherfucking Wikipedia.
What you got?
Movie shootings. Brief history of violence in American movie theaters. Yeah. Anyway,
man. Speaking of the movie theaters, I wanted to ask you this shit last week, but you wasn't here. Matt, your movie pass situation has dwindled a bit. It's going from, what, every day a free movie to now three movies a week? What's the deal? Talk to us.
I need to investigate this. I haven't been using it in a while. I'm getting a little nervous. Almost time to cancel. There is a little bit of financial trouble.
Yeah.
That's the way it looks. They were... I think the plan with them was originally if they can basically operate at a loss for a while until they can convince some of the to make a deal with the big the big theaters. Uh-huh. And then the theaters just said, you know what, we'll just make our own pass.
Yeah, I see AMC got their own.
So they just stole the idea without ever giving them any credit.
That's when you're operating from a position of weakness.
Mm. Yeah, let us know. Keep us posted on that. I've been talking to you and Chris Lambert. Those are the only two people I know that have been fully invested in that movie pass. He's still justifying it as a win. He says it's three movies, I think, a week for $9.95. So fair enough.
I'm not gonna see a movie every day anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it's starting to generate like a spike filled economy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're just gonna see that shit just to get your $9.95 where you don't even like the movie you're going to.
I mean that.
But that's the pattern. I guess.
To make up for that, you have to see a movie every month.
Right.
Yeah. Or not even
a movie every month.
I mean,
yeah, a movie costs $15
and shit. Ain't that bad.
A movie is $16 in New York.
Yeah, so, you know.
So if you're seeing,
I understand what it is, but yeah.
So I mean, realistically, I've had it since November and seen 10 movies. I'm not really.
Y'all ain't sweating.
Yeah, I'm not feeling like I haven't seen a movie in a couple months, but it's still. I mean, not hurting too badly.
I get it, cause shit, I pay whatever I pay for Netflix. I don't watch that shit, but every once in a while.
Yeah, I do that.
I ain't watched Hulu yet, and I pay for that Hulu. Shit every month.
That's my Hulu. I'm very off with the Hulu.
The kids watch that shit all the time.
And
but,
the Amazon
but
Prime.
But me, Amazon Prime, I get off on the shipping.
You get off on the shippers?
The shipping.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
worth
yeah,
it. It's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? You save it
you
on
get
your
that
shipping.
Shit tomorrow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the shipping part, you know, it makes it worth it.
And the discounts.
The discounts did, you know what I'm saying? So, the movie shit is just a bonus, really.
Yeah.
They got music, too, but you know what I'm saying? You don't even fuck with that. Cause
I didn't even know.
Yeah, they got music. They got fucking movies. They got all that shit.
Amazon got everything. Got
Amazon got every fucking thing. Amazon own Whole Foods.
I know.
Them motherfuckers got everything.
If you got Amazon Prime, you get certain shit cheaper at Whole Foods.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's wild.
Amazon, man, they that company that come in and just take over the whole shit.
Yeah. It makes me nervous.
I mean.
You know.
I
but,
mean, all this shit's nervous.
I mean, it is what it is. It's too far gone.
Hey, man, this
shit
is the same as what you said about the Uber drivers. This shit is like a wildcat economy. Are you even, you know what I'm saying, prepared to handle some groceries, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
The Amazon, you was just a shipping place 10 minutes ago. Now you own the grocery store? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do I trust you with order? You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it.
Do I trust you with getting the right groceries from the
are
right
these Whole Foods still going to be whole?
Are they whole?
Right. You know what are we cutting corners?
Exactly.
Now?
You know what I'm saying?
These peaches, they fall off a truck.
Exactly.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, speaking of Amazon, I'm about to, well, I'm not even about to. I bought an expensive ass toothbrush. Spent a lot of money on a fucking Sonicare toothbrush. I got gassed up. And I feel like how you feel with these AirPods. I can't really speak to it yet because it hasn't come yet. But this shit, I ain't, you know.
I mean, what was this toothbrush, man? Come on, speak out it.
What you mean? What was
What's
it?
This toothbrush?
It's the
what's
Sonicare.
What's so expensive about it?
This shit is a lot of almost $200.
What's in a $200 toothbrush that made you buy it?
3,100 or 31,000 strokes per minute. Pause.
What that
baby.
Mean?
It means that shit is brushing the fuck out of your teeth. I already had a Oral-B joint, but as you get older, like my lady, been you know, my lady. Sometimes when you're in a relationship, y'all get each other's own hypochondria and shit like that. But she be reading up on like adult oral care.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you need to make sure your shit is official because mm-hmm. this is a time where your shit start to you lose
yeah,
a couple.
That's when you lose a couple years. You don't want shit, it. Got down.
You want all the so molars.
I checked in with my dentist, buddy.
Yeah. So it was just like, yeah, man, let me see what it is. And then the funny thing is, because you know me, I'm going to go through and read all the reviews. I have a bit of a sickness where it comes to, it's a base model. And then there here go the bells and whistles, and here go some more bells. I mean, if you really want to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you try to kill niggas. You really try to smile on these niggas, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Living your best life.
You know what I mean? Like, this is, come on, my nigga. I mean, this is your mouth.
This is your mouth, son.
You know what I mean? Shit. You put that money on, come on.
You paid Jordan fare on your feet to step in shit.
Shit. Exactly.
Huh.
Now you got shit all on your gum line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Go ahead, get you invested 3,100 or 1,000 strokes per minute. So I said, all right, let me see what this
So you went with which one, the mid-range or top of the line?
I went out there. I was top 10.
You're like, fuck it, give me the best.
I wasn't all the way because it goes as high as $300.
And
that shit,
and
that's
you at 200.
Yeah.
And what's on the $300 model?
It ain't even that crazy. I'm starting to, it's just more shit. There's an app. That you could look at your shit. I sound like
app.
Vlad with the Bluetooth
yeah, but
cup.
But
it's an app that show you what teeth you're missing, how you if you're using too much pressure. I think
that's
bullshit.
Dope,
that's dope. But you know how these apps are. You'll do that shit the first 4 times you brush your teeth. After that, you're not getting all apped out.
Nah, but you know, just to know what
but
you're
missing.
But
it's cool. It's cool just to know where you're at in life. But
it's got
different. Yeah, it's going to see that neglected tooth. And neglected ass wisdom tooth, but then it's also got various brushing modes, which most folks only use in one mode. Mm-hmm.
It's like your oven at the house.
It's like the car, your oven, what the microwave.
What you cook everything on in your oven?
355.
The baseline shit. The automatic shit that you put, turn it on, is on 350.
Right. Hey, nobody doing no
225. Nobody doing no 275.
Yeah, that's true.
350 or broil,
so
nigga.
The shit, yeah, I jumped out the window. I got a residual checker to say Tesla, so sometimes I like to justify shit. I'll be like, you know what?
Random acts of upness. Hey. Then he got a residual.
Hey, man. We all up at this table, man.
Hey, boy. Hey,
I gotta keep up with the ghetto, man. We're going to talk about you on
residuals,
your tour.
Residuals, nigga. That is what's up.
Hey, man.
Go ahead, though. Go ahead, though.
So I said, fuck it. Let me see what it is. I'm going to see what this, you know. See what it is. I'm fucking treat yourself. I think that spoke to me. I saw that in one of the Amazon reviews. Somebody was like, treat yourself. I was like, you know what? I do deserve it. So there it is, man.
I mean, so what do you hope from this toothbrush?
I hope that shit have my shit shining. It's like detailing. You know, who knows, man? I just want
Once you get it, let us
y'all post it.
Because I'm interested. You might see. What's the name of this motherfucker?
It's the Sonicare. I went into the diamond. I got the diamond. It's a black. Some shit. Diamond something. 90. I got the 9300. Which just goes hard as the 9700. Man.
That's good shit, man.
Yeah, nigga. Now I got to make sure your teeth are brushed. Because you don't want to put it in the world. You got that expensive ass toothbrush. You ain't even doing it. Niggas like, yo.
This nigga
niggas
shit
looking
still,
in your mouth like, hold on, man.
You still yellow on nigga the bottom shit, and shit. What the fuck is going on, man?
Nigga, you need to get you a little, I don't know. But I couldn't think of a fucking base model toothbrush off the top of the head. My toothbrush references.
Oral-B, nigga.
Oral-B, but that's just that's just the brand name. I was trying to think of.
Ain't no niggas don't know that shit. Yeah. After toothbrush, firm, mild,
firm,
whatever, soft. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
What the fuck plastic
else?
Shit.
What else you want to know?
Yeah, that's funny. What else? What's going on with you, man?
Ain't nothing, man. We still out here on this effing vodka power truth pop up club tour.
How many dates you got left?
One more, L.A.
When you going there?
The 22nd. All right. I see Karen Civil is the influencer, so she's been pumping it. So
who's been the influencers of the other ones? You know, okay, they ain't influenced you that
no,
much.
No, I mean, it's like, I never really even kind of knew who the influencer was, because once you get there, it's kind of like, you know, the party goes on. You don't know who really drew the people there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in this one, it's Karen Civil, and she's been talking about it on her Instagram yesterday. Okay. So that's the only reason I know. You know what I'm saying? That she was the influencer.
Okay.
So, you know, if she on it, I'm sure it's going to be kind of cracking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she got big influence.
She know how to mobilize the people.
She definitely has some influence out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Old Karen Civil, when I did my first video out in this space, which really made me say, yeah, this shit.
Lil
Wayne shit.
Yeah.
Did a Lil Wayne video while he was in jail about some shit he did. And
not to get in jail, but some good shit he did.
Some good shit. Good. When he was coming home, you know what I'm saying, it was some good shit to do. And it was a good story to tell. And we told that story. And Karen Civil was the one who posted it.
Right.
And kind of made it go everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I understood, you know what I'm saying, the power she had from that. And I understood the power of what we were doing from that. So it's two-pronged. So, you know, I don't even know her.
Okay.
I never met her. Uh-huh. So it's going to be cool, you know what I'm saying, to see how her shit plays out now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah. So, yeah, the next one is in L.A., but we was in Chicago the other day.
How was that?
That was dope. It was it was like the most crowded. It was like, you know what I'm saying, now, because people kind of know about it.
Yeah.
Plus, you know what I'm saying, it's like the home city for the agency and the brand.
Oh, so they really,
yeah, so it was like,
they went hard body.
Yeah, so it was like, it was crazy. It was a good time, man. You know what I'm saying, the cast from the show, some of the cast from the show was up in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
You don't watch the show?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. My wife watched all of it. But,
okay.
You know, like I say, yeah, man.
I like that
come
one.
On, man. I like Lena Wave.
So my wife
got me
it
on here, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't say nothing.
I don't support this shit.
Not at all.
I just ain't had time
to
really watch it.
There's a lot of shit out there.
And I did watch. I watched the first, like, 3-4 episodes, but then I never went back. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Worse than we were 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, you know.
I'm fucking with shit. Oh, shit. What else?
But you know what I'm saying? The shit was cracking, man. The shit was cracking.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Who DJ?
Damn, man. DJ, fuck. Sean, is it Sean Mack? Something Mack. You know, it's like local cats. You know what I'm saying? It's like local cats. So y'all don't know him, but it's like, I think his name is Sean Mack. Damn, what the fuck are you laughing about? I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Cats from the market. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, I'm not, it's, I ain't got no beef because I don't be out in the club, so I don't know.
Nah, man.
I don't know at all. Nah, damn, I don't think his name's Sean Mack. Something Mack, man. Don't give me the line.
Shout out to that man.
No doubt. So that was dope. You know what I mean? Came back. It's always good to be in Chicago, though. Chicago is a black ass city, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You said that about Detroit. Now, which one is blacker? We had to have a black off.
They both equally black.
Got to do a black off.
He came black off.
Chicago or Detroit's going to play Atlanta in the finals. Who's going to take the Chicago-Detroit bracket?
I don't know. That's going to be, that's going to be a fight. I want to see that one.
Yeah, that's funny as
shit. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely... Detroit people got a different kind of vibe to them. Chicago people got an edge, like a, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely like a, you know, an edge to Chicago people.
Okay.
Even though they cool and they laid back, but it's, you know, it's definitely that edge. And then Chicago definitely got that dangerous edge to it, just the city itself. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of hundos and bandos and, you know what I'm saying, extendos.
A lot of clips.
You know what I'm saying?
Being used.
So that give that city an edge, you know what I'm saying?
Like, okay.
And you know, before I really even knew about Chicago, I was young. Mm-hmm. One of my cousins, her pops got killed in Chicago.
Oh, damn.
And when they break the shit, when they said how he got killed, it was like, God damn, like
gruesome.
Really? Like, it was very gruesome and violent, and you know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put them in the middle, you know what I'm saying? Some ties and burnt them to death after they tortured the nigga. Just like,
yeah.
Yo, that's extra. Shit. Goddamn Chicago. That was like my first lesson on Chicago. So to
it's
me,
like watching Straight Out of Compton.
You know what I'm saying?
The NWA video. You know what I'm saying? Intro to LA. You're like wow.
Shit.
Niggas mean business.
So you know, I always treat Chicago with a lot of respect.
Oh, shit.
With Detroit, my introduction to Detroit was different because my homeboy Javen went to FAM with me.
Uh-huh.
He was a lot of fun. He was just a happy, fun motherfucker from Detroit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? His uncle was Emmanuel Stewart, and he just came to FAM and was having a good-ass motherfucking time.
Mm.
So Detroit always felt like fun. It didn't feel like, you know, and it was shit popping off in Detroit. It just didn't feel that way because
it was lighter.
The people I knew was, you know what I'm saying, was fun.
You didn't hear any gruesome homicide stories.
Nah, it wasn't a, you know what I'm saying, a brutal fucking murder involved in the Detroit story.
Yeah, that
it's how people treat Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like Miami got a whole lot going on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you just go and go to South Beach, that shit is like a fun.
Right.
Shit. It's
enjoy yourself.
Will Smith, welcome to Miami.
Right.
And it's a whole nother side.
Right. It's a whole nother Miami.
So it depends on what side you heard first.
Mm. Must be two sides. Speaking of Detroit, keep Aretha Franklin in your prayers. She seemed like she's been super sick. I've been seeing it on Twitter, people talking about
it. Oh, that's why everybody posting Aretha?
Yeah, so you know.
Shout out to Riri.
Shout out to Aretha. Yeah, man. Hopefully she pulled through.
The original Riri.
The queen mother of soul.
No doubt.
Yeah. I got to open for Aretha Franklin one time at the good Radio City. Well before I was ready to.
And what would you learn from old Mama Riri?
I didn't get to meet her. I didn't get to meet her at all. I think we was on two different floors.
No
Radio
doubt.
City that big. I know she's a boss.
No doubt.
I know she runs a tight ship. She is,
they say she get her bag and take it on stage with her.
She definitely does. And she also shut the whole AC down in whatever venue it is, no matter how warm and, you know, hot it is. She's because they don't like no air conditioner when she's performing. She got her own motherfucker that a announcer. She has brings an announcer with her. This cat, I remember, He had a blazer made out of pennies, like just shined up.
That's crazy.
That shit was ill. Just a blazer made out of pennies. I think he had his own microphone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He introduced the Queen of Soul.
Yeah, because they come from that era when introduction was everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Motherfucker is elaborate. Like, speaking of Detroit, when we shot the Gregory Porter documentary back in the day, one of the guys we interviewed was an announcer. That was his. He was one of those dudes.
Right.
And he did a lot of the jazz guys and Miles Davis and that shit was a whole, that's a whole fucking thing. Like, now motherfuckers just be like, you know how it is. You perform, motherfuckers just, all right, Damian Lemon, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
You're like, shit. And then you gotta walk out there to that shit.
Yeah. You know,
so instead of,
they don't give you no Michael Buffer.
You know what I'm saying? So instead of, you know, fucking around with the local cat, you know, bring your own. Know what you're getting.
It's like an opening DJ.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like for me, like with photographers, like on this tour, you know what I'm saying? I had to book local cats because of how they structure the budget.
Right.
I won't do it again.
You won't book local cats?
Nah.
Ooh.
Not that it ain't, I didn't meet some good ones.
Uh-huh.
It's just, but when you meet the bad ones.
You meet them and you stuck with
you
them.
You stuck. You're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, cats who really don't. Who would, you know, back out at the last minute or you know what I'm saying, can't do it. They put you with some other cats, and then the cats is just young and don't really understand the game.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of the game, speaking of photographers, since you got one more date, but you on the road heavy and you're utilizing a lot of people, and you are Oscar-nominated cinematographer.
Oh, Lord.
what are the 3 to 5 things that new shooters, cameramen, videographers, what do they do that fucks up the game? What do they need to avoid? And give them some tips. Because you out here, you meeting these cats.
It depends. Like, so in this space where I'm at right now, it's like when you're dealing with brands and you know, these events that brands are involved in, and sponsorships and shit like that, where that type of money is being put into the event.
Right.
So I can't speak on just the, you know, a lot of these guys, they do event photography or they, you know what I'm saying, they do photography and then they do events. But when you start dealing with the level of corporate brands and doing branded content and shit like that.
Big bags.
What you have to understand is that the content has to be about the brand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to shoot. What I try to tell guys is when you go in the motherfucking building, just look around. I'm going to show you everything in here. And everything that you feel like somebody spent money on, shoot that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then shoot that shit with people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And shoot that shit with people
Give
having
me an
fun.
Example. Give me an example.
So like this pop-up tour, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They built out a whole fucking club that was on TV.
Right.
They recreated it, built it out.
Yeah.
It's a fucking major production. Like, it's some ill shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They took the whole shit off of TV and put it in real life in the middle of a big-ass warehouse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, first off, you have to respect that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And capture that, okay, we in a big-ass warehouse, and this is some shit that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Capture that.
Right.
Capture all this shit that they built. They built this room that's just supposed to be ghost office. Shoot that shit.
Just the spectacle of it.
Just the spectacle, just people in there having fun. Mm-hmm. Shoot that shit. Shoot the people engaging with that shit. The most important, like, if you want to know about, like, branded corporate sponsorship, event photography and shit like that.
Gems.
Keep in mind that these activations, as they call them, they put them there for people to engage with them.
Mm.
Your job is to make sure that you show people engaged with the motherfucking shit.
Mm.
All of it. Not just one. Not the one you think is the best and the coolest.
Right.
Not just the prettiest people that you feel are the cutest and gonna make the best picture.
Right.
Fuck that shit.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
The pops in the suit that's too old to be in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The big girl who, you know what I'm saying, is cute in the face, but you know what I'm saying, you might not like her body.
Right.
Shoot that shit, man. Shoot all that shit. And a lot of times guys come in and they trying to treat every image as something so precious.
Like
and
a
they
portrait.
Got Yeah, they trying to make these portraits. And that's cool, but then they deliver 20 motherfucking pictures from a 4-hour event. Be like, Nick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Was you there?
Exactly. Like, what happened to this? Where did you get this? Did you know what I'm saying?
You got the DJ.
It's just, it's like, yes, just think about if you had to tell this story to somebody who wasn't here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You had to explain the whole shit. You had to write a fucking essay for school.
Mm-hmm.
What are you putting in that bitch? And but then you understand that not everybody could write a good essay in school. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't passed English.
Right.
So you get gals who not going to pass this test, and they, right. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to shoot the DJ because they didn't feel like that was important. I don't know why.
Now, when shit like that happens, but the postmortem, do you tell these cats, because like you said, everybody ain't going to pass English. Some people don't really know how to write, right? They don't know how to read and write. But they positioning themselves as English teachers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, do you ever tell them, yo, you know, I don't know how this goes, but, like, my man, I know you out here doing this thing, and, you know, if you're trying to make some more momentum in the game, this is what I suggest, or what? Do you give them the feedback?
Yeah, definitely, because I have to. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And it's like you trying to at least squeeze more out of them if they got it. It's like, did you shoot the DJ?
Right.
Did you shoot it? Then first thing is, well, now I can't pay you that rate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't want to.
Right.
But now I got to go find another nigga that was in there shooting to see if I could make up some of this difference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to cut into you what I was going to give you.
Damn.
Your nigga is sick at that point, but it's like, my nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He knew beforehand. You gave, or he or she knew, you gave him like a checklist. This is what you need to hit.
Yeah, blah, you know what I'm saying? Right. So you give him a checklist.
But they should know better after this.
But it's like, come on, dude. Why you spent 2 hours in the photo booth when it's a photo booth?
She was bad.
You know what I'm saying? No, because that's the livest place. 50 Cent was in there for 30 minutes.
Right.
You spent the whole time in there with him shooting 30 motherfuckers doing the same shit when it's already a camera in that bitch. It's a photo booth, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Dog.
You know what I'm saying? We might need 3-4 shots of that, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Keep it moving, man. Mm. But you get a lot of people get caught up in the celebrity or, you know, say they want to get in the be where the livest shit is happening. And then
they don't get the full picture.
You don't get the full scope. So now you can't tell a story with the photos, and you need to tell a story of the photos. And I get paid by being able to tell the best story.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I would just say you gotta be able to think about the comprehensive story of what's going on, what was put into this.
Right.
And how do you go back and tell people that this thing happened in a way that makes people be like, oh, shit, that was dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's you know what I'm saying, really what it is. You know what I mean? And, you know, I get caught up in times where I don't catch, like, little things. You know what I'm saying? But I try to make those shit so few and far between and those things so fucking small that all other shit that I did, you know what I'm saying, captures the story. And you be like, damn, did you get the flowers that was next to the motherfucker? It's like this whole tour, right? I'll give you my own example of the shit I miss. This whole tour, I done shot every fucking thing in that motherfucking place. It's the same shit every fucking stop. And I shot it 4 times already. But I still have yet to shoot the motherfucking pretzel stand with them giving out pretzels in the beginning. Nobody asked me for it because I done covered all the other shit.
Right.
But on my own shit, I'm like, God damn, how the fuck?
I forgot that. Yeah.
How the fuck I do not shoot this pretzel stand?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Pretzels are good, soft pretzels?
Yeah, they cool. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't eat them because I be moving by the time they come out. And it's like, they there, you see them, and you just forget. Just like, damn.
Do you try to, I mean, I guess it's different crowds, different people, so obviously it's the same subject on a certain level, but it's different people interacting with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing city after city after city, do you try a different approach capturing the same shit differently, or is it just coverage, coverage, coverage?
Now, what I try to do, I try to get better at capturing the shit every time. Like, by the time I did Chicago, I looked at the Chicago video and I looked at the Atlanta video.
It's
a big difference.
Okay.
Because now I know how the lights play.
Mm-hmm.
I know where the light spot's at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know where the dark spot's at.
Right.
So I know where to be to get the shot now because I know what's coming.
Right.
I know where to be when 50 come in.
Mm-hmm.
I know where to get. I know how to leave from, like, when he first come in, he gonna do the motherfucking step and repeat shots with the PR people and the press and all that shit. I get my one shot of that shit, I get the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
I beat them to the next spot.
Right.
So when he come in, Because in the first two, I'm trying to follow him from there. Then, right. you know, all you get is a bunch of bodyguard niggas in your shot.
Right.
Security, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Big security dudes yeah. in your shot. Then it ain't no good shot.
Right.
So what I try to do is jump to the next spot before they get there, set up my little post so I can get the shot that I want.
Get his arrival and everything.
Right. So basically, they got some steps going up to the VIP. Mm-hmm. I jump on those steps because that's where he going.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come into the club, mm-hmm. I got an angle from those steps that could show him in mm-hmm. the crowd interacting mm-hmm. all the way through till he come up the steps, mm. pass by me, and then go into to his little booth.
That's what's up.
So, but the main thing with all this shit in this branded business, in the uh-huh. branded part of the business, is to be able to use your creativity but understand that it's for the purpose of the shit that they paid for.
So showcase of what they paid for. So that's one. You got two more. I know these are super gems. I don't know if you feel, you know, you got two more to add to that, man, or is that enough?
I'm Jacob.
Two more things.
Two more things
to
do.
New cash should know.
be humble.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Understand, like if you're creative, a lot of creatives have their own vision.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I'm this, and then, you know, these are the types of images I want to do. But when you take a check to do some shit, you had to understand that the company's vision comes before yours. Mm-hmm. So you had to figure a way to make their vision shine through yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they got going on, you had to make it, you had to amplify it through what you're doing.
Right.
Your job is to make the motherfucker who hired you look good.
Right.
And the only way they're going to look good is they go in their little meeting on Monday morning mm-hmm. with your little video or your right. images and say, boom, this is what we did,
right.
boss.
Right.
And then boss look at that shit like, wow, that shit is impressive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you get the car back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's, you know, I'm calling the nigga that's going to make me look good.
Right.
That I don't have to worry about.
Right.
So shout out to my man, John Walder, who's usually my go-to ace in doing this shit because he's at You See What I See.
Oh, yeah, so you use him a lot.
Yeah, you see with a C what I see.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So he know what the fuck to do, and he's dope.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how to be dope within the context of what we're doing.
Right.
So he can make portraits and imagery of the shit that they want to see.
Right.
But it's like, damn, he made that shit look like a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's just, if you took another nigga and shot the same shit, it would just look like a picture. So, you know, you have to take your vision and make their vision shine within it.
Mm.
So a lot of people put their vision first. This is what I want to do.
Right.
And don't take in consideration that you're actually doing this for another purpose.
Right, right.
So that's two.
Okay.
Three is to respect the turnaround.
Mm,
you know what I'm saying? So a lot of cats, they do the work. And then you tell them up front, hey, man, we're going to need 20 selects,
mm-hmm.
20 pictures in the first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, nah, fuck that. Fuck the respect to turnaround. Before you get to the turnaround, this is the most important shit.
Yeah.
For new jacks, new uh-huh. cats who coming into, especially photography.
Yeah.
The main thing you got to do is understand you have to make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of cats don't even have a system of where to put the pictures for you to even see them.
Mm.
So it's like, I had one cat and one in the markets take pictures and then send them to me on the text. Like, what the fuck, dog? You know what I'm saying?
Killing your whole shit, yeah.
Not even killing my shit, but what am I supposed to do with this?
Right, now I got
to
move it.
Now I got to move it one by one right. to the space where, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
If you a photographer, you have to have a system
yeah.
for your clients to see the work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The good, you know what I'm saying? A lot of guys have, you know, sites where you could go to.
Right.
You go to the site and all of the pictures are right there. Uh-huh. You look through them. You can download the ones you want.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can send that link to another motherfucker. They can see the whole set.
Right.
You know, it's easy.
Right.
It's not like, God damn, now I got to go through these bitches,
yeah.
upload them to a space where somebody could actually get to them.
Right.
I can't send the client the pictures on a text, nigga.
Long ass text chain.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. that's crazy. You know, so it's just inefficient. You have to find a system that says, all right, I took these pictures. Now I'm going to deliver these pictures to my client in a way that's easy for them to view them. Mm-hmm. And once you, you know what I'm saying? Once you make it easy like that, you already knock 70% of the cats out of the box because right. most cats don't do it. Right. Like only the professionals do it. And so if you on the grind and on the bubble, it's just that one step. You got to upload the pictures to somewhere. It's easier to do that than to send them on a text.
Yeah.
You know? So find a site that, you know what I'm saying, photo, whatever, that, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, that you could upload them to mm-hmm. and that has galleries that your client can just go in and look at them shits. Easy.
You think a lot of people don't do, or not a lot of people, you think those people don't do that because does it cost money and they don't want to invest in themselves?
I'm not sure. I don't think that shit costs no much money. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's plenty of places you could send it. You could upload the shit to Hightail.
Is Photo Bucket still around or is that over?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know the ones that, because a lot of guys max what they use with their own domain. So it'd be like JohnWilderPhotography.com.
Okay.
And then you just in a gallery and then, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, just you got to make it easy. Your job out here, the best way to get to the money is not through just your talent. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I don't get my money just because my shit is the best looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I get my money because I understand the vision. I deliver the vision in a way that makes the motherfucker who paid me look good. Mm. And that's the shit. That motherfucker want to hire you again.
Right.
Like, shit, that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Throwing alley-oops.
And that's the biggest compliment I could get and that I do get is that, yo, you made me look good.
Oh, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
Kept my job because of you, my nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the
you
best.
Made me look good. And that's where you make your money. Motherfuckers would call, like, it could be a motherfucker that got more talent mm-hmm. and they can make better images.
Right.
But it's a headache. And make the motherfucker look bad because you got to deal with a lot of bullshit.
Right.
You got to deal with a lot of back and forth and a lot of whoop, whoop, whoop and back talk and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I like my teams where we roll in. Nobody ain't got to ask us no questions. Nobody ain't got to point us in no directions. They know we going to deliver the shit. And that's the assumption. And when you get guys that don't live up to it, it's bad for your brand. Mm.
There you go. That's what's up.
Wear it out.
Well, like, we could leave on that word. We've been going into overtime over the last couple weeks, but what you feeling? You feel like, huh? You got something else on your chest?
You got something else? I done released all my chest energy.
I'm chilling. I done chopped it up about a good amount. I'm fine.
No doubt.
Tell the people where you're going to be at, man.
I'm going to drop my son off to college.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
To the Hamptons.
To Hampton, Virginia, Hampton University.
Right.
Incoming freshman, 22.
Yay.
You know what I'm saying? Going out to do big things, and, you know what I'm saying? And going and be a grown man and be an adult and be some type of success in his uh-huh. life. That's the prayer and the hope, and uh-huh. you know what I'm saying?
Extend
and
that legacy.
That's the expectation.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So we're going to drop him off, and we'll be out there for a few days. I'll be on campus trying to get to know some people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Keep some eyes on the motherfucking investment.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be back. I'll be back before L.A., so, yeah.
All right.
So I'll be back from – that's where I'll be. I'll be in Hampton, Virginia.
That's what's up. Shout out to Hampton.
That.
Yeah. I'm going to be at the – where am I going to be? I'll be at the Village Underground on the 19th. I think that's the 10 o'clock show, so come check me there. But beyond that, I'm still in these streets. And as always, you can catch me here, you know, every Wednesday. And in the meantime, in the between time, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.